SBS Radio. 2015 թվականին Սիդնեի Saint Mary's դաջարը իր դռները բացավ հայ առաքելական եկեղեցու ծեսերուն համաձայն Սուրբ Պատարագիմը ի հիշատակ հայոց ցեղասպանության զոհերուն։ Արի կնահատանք այդ առարկին, հայ համայնքին անունով խաչքարմը նվիրվեցավ Saint Mary's դաջարին դոկտոր Ստեփան Եվդիգին Հիլդա Քրկիաշարյաններու կողմէ։ Խաչքարը տեղադրվեցավ Saint Mary's դաջարին արևմտյան մուտքին ծխագոմը։ Խաչքարը ունի 2.5 մետր բարձրություն և կանտակված է համբավավոր կանտակագործ Արդակ Համբարձումյանի կողմէ։ Խաչքարի կողազերծումը կատարվեցավ 3-7 18 դեկտեմբերին ծերամբ Սիդնեի կաթոլիկ արքեպիսկոպոս Անտոնի Ֆիշերի և Նյու Սաութ Ուելզի նահանգապետ Գլադիս Բերեջգլյանի։ Ավակ կարդինալը իր բացման խոսքը սկսավ ասելով, որ Saint Mary's դաջարը կառուցված է տարբեր վայրերը բերված տարբեր քարերու տեսակներով և այսօր Հայաստանի դուֆը կմիանա քարերու երկին պարապանելու զաստված։
Saint Mary's Cathedral is in fact built from the very earth itself with stone. The walls are made of beautiful Sydney sandstone quarried from Piemont. The high altar is carved from Oamaru white stone from the South Island of New Zealand, enhanced with Irish marble and alabaster. And other altars are made from the finest Carrara marble from Italy. Columns of granite from Maruya on the south coast of New South Wales frame the confessionals, and stone from India paves the floor. The earth herself yields up her best and most beautiful to be transformed by the hand of the artisan into a beautiful offering returned to the Creator. I can't help thinking of the words of the Lord Jesus himself when he was entering the holy city of Jerusalem to shouts of acclaim from the people. And when the Pharisees asked him to quieten his disciples, our Lord responded, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. And today, the ruddy tone of volcanic tuf from Armenia joins the chorus of stones which cry out in praise of God here at St. Mary's Cathedral. When the Khachkar is unveiled, we'll probably notice how exotic it seems at first in the style of the art. And yet then we should see that it complements the style of the cathedral very well. Arch, geometric pattern, symbol and iconography. For both the neo-Gothic of the cathedral and the carving of the new Khachkar have, to some extent, a common genesis. Far back, in the time when Christian civilization first began to transform the world and to transform art and culture, and then flowered across Europe, Asia Minor, and Northern Africa into a vibrant mosaic of people, diverse, not always on good terms, but profoundly linked together by the cross. It's indeed fitting, then, I think, that this same bond, which in our hearts ought to transcend all the differences that mark out nations and peoples, the cross, is at the heart of this new monument, so that the faith and the sufferings of the Armenian people in the past should have become the seed of a new bond of welcome, solidarity and friendship between our churches and our communities.
Կարդինալը իր խոսքի վերջավորության հրավիրեց դոկտոր Ստեփան Կրկեշարյանը արտասանելու իր խոսքը։ Անսկսավ ասելով, որ հայերը քրիստոնեությունը ողջունեցին ոչ թե գույր հավատքով, այլ խոր հասկացողությամբ անոր ուսուցմունքներուն և բարքին։ Սուրբ Գիրքը թարգմանվեցավ հայերենի և կոչվեցավ Թագուհի թարգմանությանց։ Առաջին քրիստոնեական դաջարը կառուցվեցավ 4-րդ դարում։ Այնքան զորավոր էր հավատքին ուժը, որ մարդիկ սկսան խաչի նշանը կանտագել ժայռերու վրա, որ առաջնորդեց խաչքարերու կանտագման։ Աննկարագրեց այստեղ զետեղված խաչքարը և անոր իմաստը և շնորհակալություն հայտնեց արքեպիսկոպոս Ֆիշերին իր բարի կամքի արդահայտության համար.
It is with an inexplicable feeling of gratitude, joy, and deep emotions that I stand here to say a few words at this momentous and historic moment. Feeling humbled, as I am sure many of you are, by the enormity of the event we are all participating in. In a short time, we shall witness the unveiling and blessing of an Armenian Khachkar on these hallowed grounds as a symbol of Christian love and gratitude from the Armenian community of Australia to St. Mary's Cathedral, to all who serve and worship in her, and to the Most Reverend Anthony Fisher, Opie, the Archbishop of Sydney. The Khachkar, or cross stone, is the ultimate expression of faith and respect Armenians can offer. It embodies the Christian heart and soul of the Armenian people. Armenia was the first nation to accept and proclaim Christianity as the religion of the state in 301 AD. Since then, its faith has been inseparable from its national identity. Armenians have on numerous occasions during the past almost two millennia, have preferred to die in silence and in humility as Christians rather than denounce their faith. Such has been and continues to be the strength of their faith. In 1915, the mass deportations and killings of 1 million Armenians from their ancestral homelands, amounting to genocide, could have been avoided if they had denounced their faith. They preferred martyrdom. 2015 marked the centenary of that tragic event, a suffering which was felt and continues to be felt by all Christianity. The Holy Father commemorated the centenary in the Vatican by celebrating Mass in the presence of the Armenian Catholicoses and Patriarchs. It was indeed an expression of Christian love and solidarity, which not only the Armenian community, but all who believe in human rights are deeply grateful. Armenians embraced Christianity not simply through blind belief, but with a deep understanding of its teachings, its ethos, and its values. Conversion to Christianity saw an explosion of culture and literature. The Bible was translated into Armenian and it was rated as the queen of translations. To this day, scholars and theologians refer to that 5th century Armenian version of the Bible to clarify ambiguity in other versions. The first Christian cathedral was built in the 4th century, and such was the strength of the faith that people started carving the sign of the cross on rocks. It gradually morphed into carved stones of various shapes. These were not gravestones, they were simply landmarks of Christian faith. The first true appeared in the 9th century, during the time of the Armenian Revival, after liberation from Arab rule, particularly under the Bakraduni dynasty, though earlier cruder examples still exist. The oldest Khachkar in its present form, with a known date carved in the year 879, 1,139 years ago, still stands in Garni, and it is dedicated to Queen Gadarine, the wife of King Ashot I. The peak of the Khachkar carving art was between the 12th and 14th centuries. The art declined during the Mongol invasion at the end of the 14th century, but it revived again in the 16th and 17th centuries and continues today. Khachkars are made of Duf stone, a volcanic stone which can be found in many parts of the world, but they have a unique color in Armenia. They are mainly pink, hence Yerevan, the capital of Armenia, is sometimes referred to as the Pink City. In Armenia, they come in four different colors, and the one erected here today is slightly yellowish, selected to as closely match the cathedral as possible. There are over 50,000 khachkars, mainly in Armenia, but each one is unique in design and reflect the skills and artistic values of the masters carving them. But they all have two essential designs embedded in them, the cross and the ancient of eternity or eternal life. The one to be unveiled and blessed here today, carved by Master Ardakan Partsumyan, who is here today from Armenia. He's taking pictures. carved by him, has at its base a variation of the ancient Armenian sign of eternity in the form of a circle with ornate patterns radiating from its center. Above it, you will see a smaller circular orb representing our planet Earth and the creation of the universe and of life. Above it, framed within a cloister, is the Holy Cross, signifying Christian faith, the spirit of devotion, self-sacrifice, and the crucifixion of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. As the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only one Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The pointed arch then is leading us to heaven, with angels signifying salvation and resurrection. The Holy Mother, placed at the head of the stone, is in deference to this cathedral, glorifying Saint Mary, the Mother of Christ. The rest of the facade is covered by intricate carvings, which are variants of the themes of the creation, the cross, and eternal life. On behalf of the Armenian community, we thank you, Your Grace, for this historic expression of goodwill. We also thank Reverend Father Don Richardson for his guidance, and also Morissette and her team. May this stone continue to be a reminder to the passerby to pause for a moment and reflect on life. It is my belief that today, more than ever, we all need to reflect on the values of Christianity, which has guided us in times of war and peace, to reflect on the sacrifices made to uphold human rights and the absolute imperative of being guided by faith, hope, and love for each other. This khachkar is and shall remain a symbol of that Christian love based on Christian faith and on hope.
Նահանգապետ Գլադիս Բերեջիկլյանը սկսավ իր խոսքը, ասելով, որ իսկապես պատմական օր մներ այսօր.
Today is a truly historic day and a result of the vision of Mr. Stepan and Mrs. Hilda Kirkasharian. And if it was not for their vigilance and vision, and if it was not for His Grace Anthony Fisher's agreement, this would not be occurring today. And what I love about today's unveiling is that it links one of the oldest Christian civilizations to this ground, this holy ground here in Sydney, Australia. And the cross stone has been a feature of the Armenian landscape for nearly 12 centuries. And now this is officially on this hallowed ground here. And what today also has done is bring together leaders of all Christian faiths. And it's wonderful to see the generosity extended by the Catholic Church here, also embraced by the heads of our other churches here. And it's deeply, deeply appreciated. There's few words that can really exemplify what today's unveiling means. And Father Abrahamyan, who's come all the way, Father Afgaryan, who's come all the way from Yerevan, I'm not sure how he got this through customs. But perhaps it's because Duf Rock is holy rock as far as the Armenian nation is concerned. And I say to all those people who don't have Armenian background, it's hard to walk into any household of Armenian Australian heritage without a miniature cross stone displayed in every room of the home. So what you see here is part of what is inside every Armenian home. And ladies and gentlemen, it's truly a historic occasion. And it goes to show when people with vision, such as Mr. Kirkasharian, interact with people of faith and people of principle, that miracles do happen. And I think today is a miracle. And I'm deeply grateful to be part of today's special ceremony.
Archbishop Fisher, Parikalust Machtele Yerk Poror Hyrerun, Խոսքը ուղելով բարոն Կրկեշարյանին ասավ, թե ան այնքան աշխատանք դարած է բազմամշակութային համար այս երկրի մեջ եւ շնորհավորեցինք իր այս եւս մեկ ձեռքբերումին համար։ Արքեպիսկոպոսը բացատրեց հուշագոթողի իմաստը եւ հիշատակության բարին նշանակությունը։
Ստեփան, it's a great achievement. You've done so much for multiculturalism in this state and city, and indeed in this country, and it's just one more of the medals you deserve to be wearing around you. One more achievement today. And with you, I commend all the other civic leaders from the Armenian community and the broader community with us today. What are the great monuments of our nation and city? Well, that great authority, Wikipedia, suggests that the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne, the Sydney Opera House and Sydney Harbour Bridge in Sydney, Uluru, the Big Banana in Coffs Harbour, and the Big Pineapple on the Sunshine Coast are the principal monuments of Australia. Well, that such a list includes a natural wonder that was not man-made and two rather mediocre commercial tourist attractions highlight the limitations of Wikipedia. Not even Port Arthur or the Melbourne Cricket Ground or the Royal Exhibition Building or the Queen Victoria Building here in Sydney or the Eureka Stockade or this cathedral made their list, but the Big Banana did. But the shortness of the wiki list also suggests that we are a nation too short on written history and with too few monuments. That some people might call Uluru or the Great Barrier Reef or Bondi Beach a monument shows they don't understand the word, or that they think it means something big and spectacular, as in the common use of the word monumental. Yet our word monument comes from the Latin monumentum, which means a tomb of some great person or a structure built to commemorate some great event, especially a battle. A monument then is a built memorial, a finger pointing to something important in our past. But the Latin monumentum in turn comes from the Latin verb moneo, which means to remind, advise, warn, or admonish. So a monument is not just a colossal placeholder to remind us of something past. No, a monument is a very special kind of remembrance, encouraging the kind of remembering Australians do on Anzac Day, or Christians do on Good Friday, and indeed every Sunday. This kind of remembering can't rightly be called a celebration, despite all the fanfare of the Anzac Day parade, because a celebration would feel like a diminution of the people and events recalled. Instead, we speak of commemoration, that is, remembering with a more somber, more serious kind of remembering. The key difference between these two kinds of remembering, celebration and commemoration, is found in the word monument, with its historical foundations not just of reminding and advising, but also in warning and admonishing. A monument is built then not simply to remind us of our past, but to remind us to learn from it, to warn us against repeating past mistakes or recommitting past atrocities. Today's unveiling then is a monumental occasion in more than one sense. Literally, of course, we are unveiling a large and beautiful monument. And in doing so, we mark a very special friendship between the Catholic and Armenian churches, and indeed between all the Christian churches. We commend the world-famous sculptor Artak Hambard Zumiran, and thank the Armenian church and community for commissioning this work. But in praising the beautiful workmanship, we also remind, indeed warn ourselves of the dangers of forgetting what has come before, the dangers of allowing past horrors to be forgotten and remade. "Who now speaks of the Armenian genocide?" asked a particularly infamous German corporal turned politician dismissively in 1939 as he planned another genocide. Today's monument answers, "We do. Here in Sydney, we remember the Armenian genocide. We speak of it. We will not forget it." Surrounded by a great company of martyrs, we resolve to honour them by committing to do all we can to ensure that deaths like theirs are never repeated, to work for reconciliation between all peoples, and to keep calling down the divine mercy and peace upon our troubled world. Thanks be to God.
Աբա արքեպիսկոպոսը նահանգաբերը միասնապար գադարեցին խաչքարի կողազերծումը, որ մե վերջ կատարվեցավ խաչքարի օրհնությունը.
Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are the fount and source of every blessing. You look with mercy upon the people who turn to you. Draw near, we pray, and bless this monument which your servants have set up to honour your holy and life-giving cross. Grant through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, help of Christians, that all who profess your name may grow together in a communion of peace and love with you, who live and reign forever and ever.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.